Good morning, good morning, good morning, good afternoon, and well, you know the rest. It's me again, it's Pete Kogel, it's PCP 415. Up against the wall, up against the time at the moment. Actually, a bit busy at work, and yes, it's once again I find myself recording this on a Saturday morning. Bit like the old times, isn't it? Bit like the old times indeed. So let's get moving. I've got 10 tracks, fantastic tracks for you. Starting off with this from Jackson Firebird. Sound of Jackson Firebird, wonderful stuff, really good band. Do check them out if you can. Probably only in the southern hemisphere. They're from a small town called Mildura in northern Victoria in Australia. Saw them at the Aussie Barbecue at the Great Escape a few weeks ago, of course, and wonderful stuff. Love in a Bad Place is the title of the particular album by Jackson Firebird, jacksonfirebird.com. Good stuff. Right, as I said, it's been a busy week. That's the thing about being self-employed. You sort of have quiet weeks when you sort of twiddle your thumbs, and then busy weeks when suddenly everything takes over. And this has been one of them. It's been a very, very busy week indeed. I won't bore you with the details, but just to say I'm enjoying myself. It's been really quite good. So I shall tell you more as time goes by and when I can, as it were. If you're interested, that is, if you're interested. I think somebody was asking AJ, who I thought was based in, he's one of my listeners. Hello, AJ. I thought he was based in the UK because he told me he was an Arsenal fan and football and all that sort of stuff. And I told him he was based in the UK, but no, he's based in Toronto in Canada, which is a bit of a shame, really, because I did invite him to the pod crawl in London. Yeah, he can't make it for some strange reason. But if you happen to be a listener and you happen to be in the London area next Saturday the 23rd, then head down to the Argyle Arms at around about noon. Yes, we start at noon for several hours of fun and frolics with a bunch of silly podcasters, and we get sillier as time goes on. Normally, there are some sensible people like Vince Millett, who is one of our fellow podcasters. He turns up; he doesn't drink, so he turns up at the early part, and then once he realises that he's having a conversation with a bunch of drunken idiots, he buggers off home. Very sensible man. Very sensible man indeed. Often I've been there till the end, but I don't think I will be this time. I think I'm getting a bit too old for it. Leave it to them youngsters. Them youngsters, like, you know. I'm talking bollocks, aren't I? Anyway, if you happen to be around on the 23rd, drop me a line, or you want to come along, drop me a line, or head over to the Argyle Arms. And I dare say we'll be tweeting with the hashtag #podcrawl. That's what we always do. It's fun. It's fun. Let's move on. This is a track. I got another email actually from one of my listeners today from, I hope I get your name right, Cillian? Was it Gillian? I think it's Cillian. Cillian de Roist. Who and her partner absolutely love what I do. Well, so nice to hear. Thank you so much for getting us on that. And she recommended some good stuff. This is Panic. Panic. Ooh. Missed the end. Classic. Oh, that was Panic. A track called Sticks and Stones. You can find it at panic.cc, Creative Commons music, given free or for whatever price you want to the world. Wonderful stuff. You can find out more about him at bandcamp.com as well. From Frankfurt, Main in Germany, as recommended by Cillian. Thanks so much for that. She's given me some other tracks as well, which I'm going to be playing in different podcasts. So look out for those. Really good. Really, really good. I really enjoyed that. It sort of reminded me it's not just good music for this, but also I think some of the sounds sort of did remind me of some of my son's computer games and would be good sort of voiceover music for that as well. So, interesting. He is an artist I've been playing before from a place, what's it called? Dnipropetrovsk. Dnipropetrovsk in the Ukraine. He's called Panda Bear. This is called Backmasking. Caught by the fake ending this time? I hope not. No, that was Backmasking by Panda Bear. You can find him at Facebook. It's a long link, so I won't tell you where it is. I'll just tell you, as I always do, pcogo.com is where you'll find the particular show. That's PCB 405 is this particular one. From the excellent Tripping the Rift Records at label.trippingtherift.com. Excellent. Moving on, we have another track from our old friend Kilt Islam, based of course in Manchester, and find him at soundcloud.com/kilt-islam, and this is a track about a group he belongs to. They're called Generation Bass. We'll be right back. Generation Base there by Celtic Islam. Of course, Generation Base is an online community of excellent dubby, dubsteppy, you know, sort of Middle Eastern breakbeat. Yeah, was it? What do they call it? Global breakbeat dub science stuff. Fantastic stuff. Of course, you know, includes Celtic Islam and various other people. Of course, especially Secret Archives. And Secret Archives seems to be sort of getting a lot of play these days, which is rather good. On big radio, not little radio like this, not narrowcasting like what I do, but broadcasting to the world, which is good because they had that week of being. The introducing show of the week on Six Music, so that's just wonderful, good stuff. Glad to see somebody else is championing that band, and Celtic Islam, of course. He's been around a bit. He's sort of made it slightly because there was some showing of him at Glastonbury a couple of years ago, but I'm not sure if he's dropped off the radar quite so highly this time. But I still love him. Fantastic stuff. He's an artist from Japan. I've played him before. He's called Miscolateur. From the Trey Katos record label. This is a track called Raver's Red Eyes. Flavors Red Eyes, title of track by there by Misqualateur. You can find him at myspace.com/ Misqualateur, MISQULATER. Or Misqulator? Misqulator? I don't know. Okay, he's from Japan, so it's probably pronounced completely different anyway. From the Tres Catorce record label, that's TRESCATORCE. Zero fees, that's a zero and then fees, WFWES.net. Or you can just go to peacogle.com, as I said earlier. Yeah, good stuff. I played a track from him a while ago, but nice to have another one back again. Yeah, I've been sort of digging into the back catalogue. I've been so busy this week, I've been digging into the back catalogue of sort of like second or third tracks of bands I've enjoyed over the last few months, which is always a good thing, because I thought let's just play one track from the album, and I think I should play two or three. So this is a second, I think this is a third outing for Scofferlane, a band from Moscow and Russia, got to them by AF Music, and this is a track called So Pretty.
Yeah.
Moscow's dancers to Bauhaus, of course. Scuff Alone there at scuffalone.com with a track called So Pretty. You got that from AF Music. Check it out, actually, af-music.de. Always a good place to find interesting music. Yeah, that was a very good track. I really enjoyed that. And So Pretty is something I will probably not be describing myself after I've done something in September, which I'm going to start talking about soon. Well, I'm going to start talking about today, actually, which is I'm going to be doing... You know, I do Zumba, right? You know, I do this various different silly activities, including running on Zumba. Well, I did my run a few weeks ago. Very good it was, too. It took a long time to do because I was a bit tired. It was a very, very, very hot day, unlike today. And it was cross-country, so there's lots of waiting and stuff. But it was a bit of a shame, but I enjoyed it. But Zumba is something I sort of do enjoy and I do on a regular basis. But I'm doing a 9-hour marathon, part of a 30-hour marathon. My instructor is doing a 30-hour marathon. It's unbelievable that you can do it. But anyway, I'm doing 9 hours in the night shift, as it were, to help her along. Sort of pacemakers, as it were. Although I think she'd be the pacemaker for me, actually. Starting at 10 p.m. on, I think it's the Saturday, the 15th of September, and finishing at 7 a.m. on Sunday, the 16th. So it's completely over the night. I've never done more than 1 hour Zumba at a time, and I'm going to be doing three-hour shifts. With sort of like 10-15 minutes in between to probably you know, have a bit of food, have a bit of a drink, and probably do the usual ablutions, as it were. Let's not talk about that. I'm looking for you, dear listener, of this ear-free podcast. Remember, I do this for my love of great music, and I hope you love listening to it. So why not sponsor me, eh? I'll tell you more as time goes on. I'm going to put a sponsorship link on the page, and you can drop a few quid in the box, as it were, for a very good local hospice that deals with cancer patients who are on their way out, and just before they shrug off this mortal coil, they go to a rather nice place that looks after them in a very humane way, which is a very good thing to do. My wife works in a hospital, and she's seen a few patients go there, and she knows how good it is, and that's a very, very good cause. So I shall be asking you, dear listener, to put your hands in your pockets for a couple of quid, or a couple of dollars, or a couple of euros, or whatever it happens to be, at the appropriate moment. So listen up when I tell you soon. That's enough of that. This is Melofazik, perhaps, so by Il Canblo from Russia. Mellow Phasic by Il Can Blo from Il Can Bilo. It's soundcloud.com, ill-o-can-b-low. From Russia, from the label TSS Berlin. You can find them at tssberlin.bandcamp.com. Wonderful stuff, really enjoyed that. I think TSS means something. What does it mean? What does TSS mean? Oh, yes, the Stereo Studio. That's what it means. Wonderful stuff. Really enjoyed that. Now, I played Zeb and Hania. God, I can't say these things. Why do I pick these artists that I can never pronounce? I have no idea. Zeb and Hania at zebandhania.com. And I said they came from Pakistan. I couldn't work out where it came from. They came from a compilation album available from Rock Paper Scissors at rockpaperscissors.biz. And this is the first track I played for them. It sounded much more Spanish and Portuguese and sort of Latin, or maybe South American Latin influenced sound. But this is a bit more of the sort of the Pakistani feel. This is a track called Rona Cho Dia.
Sorry.
still got a very eclectic sound, doesn't it? So even though I think they're actually probably singing in some sort of Urdu or I don't know what, Punjabi. I'm not sure what they're singing. But Rona Cho Dear is that particular track from Zeb and Haina Hania. As I said, based in Pakistan. Wonderful stuff. Check it out. Check it out. Right, next track is another artist I've played in the past. He's called Anonymous Coward. I got this from the Nakura Kid Records. Nakura Kid records.bandcamp.com is where you'll find this particular album. I think they're all available for free. This is something that applies specifically to me and all of you that are working on it on a regular basis. 5 days office works. Caught me again. Oh, you bastard. That was Anonymous Coward. Nakura Kid Records is where you find him with a track called 5 Days Office Work. I enjoyed it. I hope you did too. Yes, so brings me to last track time. And as I'm sort of sitting here talking to you, I can hear out of my left ear because I have got the cans on the right ear and the cans not on the left ear, so I can actually hear the noises of the house. And on other noises of the house, I can actually hear the washing machine. So as the spin cycle of life completes the washing machine of life completes the spin cycle of eternity, I'm going to be signing off with one last track. I found this on SoundCloud. It's registered under a Creative Commons license, therefore I'm going to be playing it, but I'm sure it's not really. It's a remix of Bangra Nights, which you probably all heard before. If you've not, you should have done. Blah, blah, blah. Yes, let's have the Cade remix by Cade. Cade, aka Tom Pritchard, soundcloud.com/Tom-Pritchard, based in Brighton, and his remix of Bangra Nights. Get doing that neck thing, people. You know it makes sense. See you soon.
shouting a brand new style. Jump shack out and I move your body. One in a million, girl, them look good. Them look good like say they from Bollywood. As we dance pon the rhythm, I'm right. Everybody them a move inside. Everybody them a feeling the vibe. In my heart, check out and I move your body. One in a million, y'all them look good. Them look good like say they from Hollywood. As we dance on the rhythm, I'm right. Everybody them a move inside.